You know, seeing the tragedy of the case in Connecticut where a ape or a monkey, chimpanzee, 200 and some pounds, went crazy, attacked the owner's friend, almost killing her, ripped her face off, was eating her hands. The owner of the chimpanzee, Travis, who apparently had started a Coke commercial or something, tried to get the monkey off her friend by stabbing it. Police officers came, the monkey attacked them, knocked the mirror off the car, tried to get in a patrol car. It was shot several times. Brings up the whole question of why in God's name was this animal allowed to stay with this person in the first place? Yes, maybe she was a trainer at one time, but now at 200 pounds, a monkey who was able to log onto the computer and watch television and go for car rides, there has to be some sort of regulation as far as keeping animals like this, because the danger potential actually in this case turned into a tragedy. And shame on the media. Shame on the media for using headlines like chimpanzee goes bananas and attacks owner, trying to throw in some humor, I guess, into this. No humor. It's a very tragic situation. And if anything, the kooks at PETA and the good people at the Humane Society of the United States of America need to come forward and say that regulations have to come forward to not only protect the animal, but protect the owners and the trainers of them. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.